boys and girls, it is Wednesday, the 26th of April, and it's time to ride. Sanctuary judges and lawlessness in America continue. We'll talk about that. The Obamacare repeal is gaining some steam. An unprecedented summit at the White House with senators on hand for a top-secret meeting about North Korea. Ann Coulter's Battle of Berkeley continues. And the wall can be paid for by drugs. I talked about this months ago. Now it's the big idea, apparently. And we'll have your midweek detoxification session talking about traveling around the great state of Michigan with Ron. We'll have all of that. So saddle up yourselves. Get your leather in order. It's time for the Steve Gruber Show.
This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, my friends, welcome to it. It is Wednesday, the 26th of April. The big story has been Donald Trump's first 100 days in office. I kind of look forward to being past this so that we don't have to talk about it anymore. We can actually continue to focus on policy and what we're doing going forward. But good Lord, I'd be happy to get this behind us as soon as the angry media can find something else to talk about. I look forward to that. You know, maybe the biggest story is his survival, the fact that he's still standing. I mean, they have tried everything to knock him down. Came again yesterday. When once again, a federal judge, U.S. District Judge William Orrick, disregarding the law of the land in pursuit of an agenda that is contrary to America being a nation of laws. In fact, it is contrary to what America is and always has been. The latest fight pits another judge in the jurisdiction of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals against President Trump and the White House and the promises he made to voters prior to his election in November. Judge Orrick, a California federal district judge, struck down the Trump administration's plan to withhold funding to so-called sanctuary cities that refused to cooperate with Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents, pursuing those that are in this nation illegally. This sets up another test for the Supreme Court that includes Neil Gorsuch, of course. It is breathtaking how far these radical judges will go in pursuit of their own radical vision of the world, which there's no other way to put it. It is a radical vision of the world, a world where you apply the laws and enforce the laws as you see them, and only the laws as you see them. The total disdain for the law and the President of the United States is unprecedented in my lifetime. I would say it is judicial negligence, at least, and will bring into focus many of the concerns that drove voters to the polls and Trump to the White House in the first place. Those on the left would have you believe that somehow people here illegally and in violation of the law are more important than what Congress has passed, more important than laws passed by Congress and signed by a series of presidents over the course of history in this nation. Let's be clear. Donald Trump didn't create the laws. He is merely instructing those in charge to enforce those already on the books. It doesn't matter if he's Republican or Democrat, independent, libertarian, it doesn't matter. These laws are on the books, passed duly by Congress, signed by the many presidents preceding Donald Trump. And these lawsuits are making a laughingstock of the entire process. Now the fascists and anarchists are in charge of California and other portions of the Western United States because anything can be challenged now, anything at all. And it goes to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, which will stand against the White House and this administration and this president, no matter what the facts of the case are. It doesn't matter. As long as they're in pursuit of a liberal agenda, it all works. These are the activist judges put in place by Barack Obama, and they continue to create chaos. You see, when Harry Reid and the Democrats got rid of the 60-vote threshold for federal judges and pulled the nuclear option early on in 2013, they were able to stack the deck for the last 3 years, stack it and stack it deep, with activist liberal judges that care not about the Constitution, but fulfilling their agenda and pursuing their agenda, and it is a leftist agenda, as you can tell. How can it be in America that these jurisdictions think they can enforce the laws that they find acceptable, reject those that they do not? Can you imagine going back in time to the 1950s? Let me remind you, in the 1950s, when states refused to uphold the federal law, that being segregating the schools and allowing black children to go to white schools, Dwight Eisenhower federalized the National Guard and made it so. But now you've got activist judges creating, like I said, chaos in the process. Barack Obama, oh, he's not gone yet. This stain of what he did to the federal judiciary will take a long time to cleanse. And I don't know where we are in the process of placing the 130 or so federal judges in place that had vacancies when Donald Trump took the White House, but it is certainly high time to get moving. Because, like I said, the fascists and anarchists are in charge of California and other portions of the Western United States already. Our hope now relies on the Supreme Court to end this lawlessness. We are a nation of laws. The point being in America is, and I know it doesn't always work this way, but the theory at least is that we are all equal under the law. Nobody is above the law. Certainly money can buy you a certain amount of justice. We all know these things. However, for the vast majority of us, we're all equal under the law, which makes it work. This has gone too far. This has gone to, when everything associated with this president is shot down when it comes to illegal immigration and refugees, for which there is decades of precedent, decades. And this president has stopped in his tracks every time trying to do what is lawful, correct, and well, it's the common sense thing to do, secure the nation. You can't just have people here. We don't know how they got here. They were clearly not vetted to be here. Illegal aliens in sanctuary cities. We don't know how they got here, what their background is, what their criminal record may or may not be. And until they're vetted, they have to go home. That's the way the process works. Because if you don't vet people and do their background checks and find out what their situation is, what the criminal background may be, what their health concerns may be, how the hell do you run a nation without sovereignty? And sovereignty begins with security at the border. It begins with ending sanctuary cities. It begins with a secure southern border. It begins with not letting people into the country that come from places that they can't properly be vetted. These are all common sense positions to take. And once you clean those things up, then you can move forward. The absurdity of all of this, the activism, the destruction and the chaos left behind. It's 14 after. It's a Wednesday. We're ready to do it on the Steve Gruber Show.